Blog Talk Radio.
We are so excited to be here live on the air here with Women's Ministry Today with Mimi Spearman. We are excited about this day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and we will rejoice in it. I tell you, I am excited about what God is doing and how he's doing it. And I am so great to be a part. I am so grateful to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. I want you to know that we had a wonderful and exciting time this weekend with the I Am Conference and Luncheon with Pastor Elvira Craig. It was truly a blessing. I was able to be there and set up a table with Lady M. Books. And at the invitation of my good, dear friend, Lady Sylvia Moore, who's been a blessing to my life and such a joy and support to what God is doing in my life. I tell you, it was truly an awesome and wonderful time. We had a great time in God. That was Pastor Elvira Craig. Want to give a shout out to her. Want to give a shout out to Pastor Cynthia Carter, who brought such a great word about being a kingdom citizen and how we should be working as kingdom women of God and standing in the kingdom of God, and that the kingdom of God is within us. And so we are so grateful for that word and for being there at the I Am Conference with Pastor Elvira Craig, great woman of God, great teacher and expositor of the word of God, and a lover of people, lover of women, so welcoming. And I want to thank everyone who shared at the table and who brought books and who shared how the books have been a blessing already thus far to their into their lives. And I would like to thank God for First Lady Wright, who is also such a great supporter of Lady M Books. So don't forget, you can get your women's Bible studies there at LadyMBooks.com. God is really moving by his spirit. And today I want to talk about one of the teachings, the set place. You really want to get that hashtag, the set place. It's from the hashtag series that the Lord has blessed me to pen. I actually have another hashtag series called hashtag unraveling. And these hashtag series are great Bible studies and great for hashtagging. You can simply hashtag the set place. Once you get that book and you get into the study and really know what the Word of God has to say about you being in the set place. And so that's what we want to talk about on today. I did want to do a couple of announcements before we got into the Word. I wanted to share with you guys what's coming up. Well, we have coming up a couple of announcements where Lady M Books will be. We have an awesome conference that's going to be coming up June the 17th and the 18th for women who are divorced. Lady Adrienne Bell, who is an awesome wife coach here in our city, she will be hosting an event called Divorce But Not Damaged, and I'm sure she'll be releasing that flyer and information. I can give you more about that, but I do know that I will be there with her and sharing in ministry, great woman of God, and I'll tell you more about that. And then in July, July the 8th and the 9th, we will be with Lady Marilyn Johnson and the W4 Ministries. They will be hosting their 3-in-1 Women's Conference, and I will be there as well. And I would love to see you there at this beautiful conference. I've been blessed to be a part of what Lady Marilyn is doing, and it's a great work. And I would love for you to be there at the 3-in-1 Conference. You can go to her website, w4ministries.org, and you can register. Actually, you can register up until tonight, until midnight for $35. But after tonight, you would have to pay $50 registration. So you want to go to w4ministries.org and register for that conference. It will be at the George R. Brown Convention Center. She has all the details there, and we would love to see you there and do visit Lady M Books. Prayerfully, we will get a chance to be there with a vendor booth. That's still kind of being decided right now, but either way, you will be blessed in being there, and I know that I will be there either way that it goes. So if we talk about the set place today, it is a place where God wants us to be that he has designed for us. Hashtag the set place. It is an interactive Bible study, and you can get that at LadyMBooks.com. Women stepping into their set place, a place of stability, sureness, and safety. Again, it is a place of what? Stability, sureness, and safety. And this is the place that God has designed for us. It's a special place. And the set place is a divine place. It is a place that God has created for us. And he wants us to step up, step out, step over, and to step in to the set place. And stepping up requires for us to be willing to go and do what God has called us to do. You have to be willing to step up to the plate. According to Matthew 28:19-20, it tells us to go, ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So there is a commission for us to go. And going will require that we as women, we step up. It's time for us to step up to the plate. I can remember when I was a young girl, 8 years old, playing the piano for the first time in front of other people. I was so nervous and that I actually kind of was queasy in my stomach and I got a little sick. And my mom was there with me, standing right on the side by that big piano. And I was getting ready to walk up there, 8 years old, and play that piano. I was so nervous. There was so many people there. And I got so sick. And my mom, she wiped me up and cleaned me up and put a cool towel on my face. And I thought that was it. I thought I was going to be able to just, you know, not do it. She said, nope. Mama wants you to get up there and play your song. You can do it. And so I had to step up that day when I was 8 years old. And because I was able to step up that day, because of that, I have been in the music ministry for over 30 years, have helped over 167 people learn how to play piano. And had not I stepped up on that day, the other people that God had planned for me to bless wouldn't have never been blessed. And so that's what we have to do. We have to step up. We have to step up to the plate and do what God called us to do, no matter how nervous, afraid, or we don't know what's going to happen. We have to trust God with those results, women of God. And I want you to read James 1:27, Romans 1:31, and 1 Timothy 1:9. These are scriptures that back up stepping up to the plate. You're not going to always be sure, but guess what? You got to step up to it. And then God wants us to step out, according to 2 Corinthians 1:10. You have to be willing to step out of the box, step out of your comfort zone. Out means that you're now out in the view of others. Nobody wants to be put out or left out or out of money or out of time. But spiritually, the word out is relevant. He wants us to come out of where we are to walk into the place that he has designed for us. We have to step out of laziness. We have to step out of unsureness. We have to step away from home. We have to be willing to be exposed. We have to be ready. We have to step out of a comatose state, according to Romans 11:8, we have to step out into the impossible. We have to step out and do that which people, deem to be unusual or weird. We have to step out into the unknown. Come on, God, it wants us to come out, just like he told Abraham. You're going to have to step out and step away from your people. You're going to have to leave those that you know, according to Genesis 12:1-3. And God wants us to step out of that comfort zone so we can step up into what he has for us. And when we're getting ready to go into the set place, we have to step over some things. We have to step over people's opinions. According to 1 Samuel 1 and 10, that's what Hannah had to do. Hannah had to step over the opinion of Peninnah. Peninnah didn't like her because she was the favored wife. And so Hannah had to press towards that. You're going to have to step over some people's opinions. You're going to have to step over your past. You're going to have to step over the things that's been hindering you from doing what God would call you to do. And in the book, I talk about how Rahab had to step over her own reputation as a harlot, and how Esther had to step over cultural injustice, and how Deborah had to step over leaders who didn't have faith, and how Mary had to step over the fact that she could have been killed because she was pregnant out of wedlock. And so, you know, there are women in the Bible who had to step over some things in order to step into the set place. And so you're going to have to step over the hurt. You're going to have to step over the pain, the unsureness, in order to get into the place of sureness. And that is the set, special set place that God has for his people. And then the last step we talk about in the book is Hebrews 4 and 3, that God wants us to step in. He wants us to step into obedience. He wants us to be obedient and listen to his voice. See, disobedience is a primary deterrent to the set place. It kept the children of Israel out of the promised land. They wandered 40 years because they were disobedient. So they were not able to step into, come on now, they were not able to step into the set place because they were disobedient. And even in the place of bondage, God had a set place for them, and it was called Goshen. God protected them even in Egypt in the place of Goshen. And so God is looking for us to take these steps in order to get to the place of safety, sureness, and stability in him. You're going to have to step out. You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to step in, and you're going to have to step over, women of God. So I just wanted to encourage you today to head towards the place that God has for you. And it is a wonderful place. There are some stepping stones that you're going to have to step up on in order to get to the set place, the divine place in God, that place of sureness, stability, and safety. And the only place we can find that is where? In God. So I'm excited about the set place. I'm ready to step up, step in, step over, and step out into the set place that God has for me. I see it. I believe it. I mean, and even as late First Lady Karen Clark Shears say, you got to see it before you see it. Come on. I see it before I see it. I see my set place. It is a place adorned with the glory of God. It is the place that God has designed for me. And in that place, there is peace. There is safety. There is stability. It's not shaky. It's a strong foundation. And so thank God for that word on today. And do share that Women's Ministry Today is live and on the radio with Mimi Spearman as we talk about all things women's ministry. And so please share this great word with someone else. Hashtag the set place. Put it out there on Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media you're going to put it on, and say, hey, I'm ready to go to my set place. So thank you for joining me on today, and may God be with you as you are headed to that set place that he has designed especially for you. Love you. Until next time, do visit me at ladyinbook.com. Love you much, and I'm praying for you. And as I have 60 seconds left on the air, I want to put a special prayer request out for Brianna, Marsha, and Brian Strong's daughter, who has left home. And some parents, we know about this, and I myself have experienced this. So we're praying for this family that Brianna would come home and that she would be protected and that the hand of the enemy would not destroy her, but she will live and not die. She will return to her parents untainted and safe and ready to move forward in the things that God has for her life. So we speak to you, Brianna, and we call you safe, delivered, saved, healed, and coming home safely. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.